Hi, my name is Juwayne Gordon. I am 16 years old. Today, I'm interviewing my mom, Tracy Grinston, in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The first question will be, are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Yes, there are many positive memories or events that have shaped me into who I am today. Not sure exactly where you want me to pinpoint from, but as a child, just being able to grow up and going to church on Sundays and enjoying family activities at the church, like sledding, pumpkin carving, camping, different things like that, inspired me to want to do family things when I grow up and have a family. Also, watching my mom have her own business and watching my dad, you know, work a job consistently made me want to know how it feels to be a hard worker. So that has definitely helped me out today, being the parent who I am and being a mother of a son. We go to church, we do activities together, and it helps me to help my own family stay on track. Negative events that have happened that have shaped who I am today would be, you know, like when I park in the wrong spot, getting a ticket or getting my car towed, procrastinating on parking tickets and things like that have taught me to not procrastinate and to, you know, handle business right away instead of waiting to the last minute. Also, things like getting pulled over by the police and, you know, after getting a few tickets for not having license or some racist things from being in a neighborhood that is predominantly white, you know, and me having a smart mouth because I feel like they are pulling me over for no reason has taught me to just, no matter what area you're in or what happens when you get pulled over, you should just, you know, be quiet and listen to the cop. And even if you feel like you're being mistreated, you always can fight that or dispute that in court. There's a time and a place for everything. So those things have developed me now because I didn't want to mess up my record and make it hard for me to be able to get a job when it was time for me to get a job later on in life. So those type of things have definitely shaped me. Even though they were negative things, they turned out to help me in a positive way.
The next question would be, how do you feel towards racism in America today?
How do I feel towards race in America today? I feel that race in America, because it's supposed to be where you have the freedom of speech and you have so many different culture or ethnic backgrounds of people coming to America these days, that it shouldn't matter too much. But because me being a black person, or African American, should I say, there are not as many black people here in Wisconsin where I live. And mainly, most of the black people that I know of live in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin. So, unfortunately, sometimes when you have a majority of a different race, you can run into racism types of problems. But I think it's sad that race determines a lot of things these days, like jobs, where you can live, what different areas you can live, your skin color might affect how you get treated on a job or in different types of restaurants, or if you get pulled over by the cops. So I just feel like it's sad that race plays a big deal in America, when I thought that America is supposed to be a more diverse place and a more liberal and freedom type of place.
What are some things that you think are helping to stop racism in America? What are some things you think is increasing racism in America?
Some things that I think are helping are when we are able to come together as a community. You know, you got churches, getting with churches, or when something bad happens, as like crime, we all try to come together. It's sad that crime pulls people together sometimes, whether it's to clean up the community or whatever. But things like feeding the hungry, giving coats to kids, Salvation Army, the Goodwill, Community Center, the Boys and Girls Club, those type of things are definitely helping to not increase racism, but stop racism, because we're working on improving people who are lacking the resources so that people don't have to look at them and be stereotyped about their color. Education is improving at these universities here in Wisconsin, you know, where they're giving black students more of an opportunity, or Latinos or minority people more opportunity, so that we can have a fair chance at different things in life when it comes to our careers, being able to drive certain cars or take care of our families. So the things that may increase racism in America, unfortunately, I feel like having a president like Donald Trump, who wants to keep racism going in a certain type of way. So it's sad that we take some steps forward and then end up having to take a lot of steps backwards.
What is some advice you would give to teenagers in America?
The advice I would have told myself as a teenager in America is just to try your best. Don't take education for granted. If you have a skill or a gift that God blessed you with, that you should, you know, work on it and try to develop it. Don't be shy. Be bold. Go after the things that you want in life. Definitely don't procrastinate. Find a goal or a dream that you have and do the steps necessary to get to them, to have the proper success. You are going to face some challenges and some obstacles, but let them be a learning lesson, not something that destroys your life. And keep on pushing all the way to you become an adult and see what the outcome going to be.
Thank you. That'll be it for this interview on race in America.